Outside is frightful, but isn't the it? Fire is
it's
so,
be so much
delightful.
Worse.
And since we've no place to go,
I've had the same expression every day we start talking about the weather.
I know. It's going to get worse and worse. We have WTMJ meteorologist Craig Coplane with us. Craig, I definitely need to get you that vest, that 620 WTMJ vest that I was going to give John.
We all need several of them for this weekend, don't we?
Yes. Okay. Is it getting better or worse with your forecast?
It's not getting any better, no. It's about the same thing we talked about this time yesterday, which is the wind chill is going to go below zero tonight while we're sleeping, and it's not going to come back above zero until about lunchtime on Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know how to follow up with that. That is so disheartening to hear, because there's just nothing you can do about it but just try to stay inside and stay warm.
One more thing that's a little bit more heartbreaking, you guys, is that tomorrow is a really big day for bell ringing for the Salvation Army, and they're canceling all the outdoor events in our area because of the dangerous cold. But, Craig, I think that's a good call.
I think so. You know, for anybody who's got to be outside for any length of time tomorrow, if you don't have layer upon layer upon layer and all exposed skin covered, it's going to be just brutal. And those wonderful people who stand out there for hours on end, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just going to be a really tough time for them. Here are the numbers we're talking about. First thing tomorrow morning, I expect the wind chill to be around 20 below and then improve to only about 10 to 15 below in the afternoon. On Sunday morning, even a little colder, around 25 below first thing in the morning. This is the wind chill now. And then wind chill on Sunday afternoon, improving to around 5 below. So more improvement during the day on Sunday than we're going to have tomorrow, Saturday. But anyway you slice it, both days are going to be really nasty.
Craig, we hear a lot about not staying outside or having your skin exposed for too long, but how long does it take for this type of weather to be hazard to your health?
Yeah, on a day like tomorrow when we're going to be in the teens to around 20 below zero all day long, it can be a matter of 10 to 15 to 20 minutes before you get frostbite, you know, if you don't have gloves and mittens on the hands, something covering your cheeks and so on. It can happen in a half an hour or less. That's why, you know, anybody who's got any reason to be outside for extended periods of time tomorrow, just cover up every exposed part of your
He's
body
laughing.
That you have. And you need several layers to be able to make it outside for longer than a half an hour or so.
He's laughing at you, Telly.
Yeah, I know, because, you know, you normally say, well, you better to laugh than cry. But if you start crying, your tears will freeze up out here. So, I mean, it doesn't even matter. So,
Craig, what's the normal temperature this time of year? And what's causing it to be so dangerously cold?
Yeah, so the normal high temperature this time of the year is in the mid-30s. That's the normal high, not considering wind chill. The actual high temperature tomorrow is only going to be about 5. So we're going to be a good 30 degrees below normal tomorrow. That's on the thermometer. And then, as I said, we'll be close to 20 below zero on the wind chill. What's causing this? Blame Canada. Canada is exporting a big batch of cold air south across Wisconsin and the rest of the Midwest. It'll be happening tonight while we're sleeping, and it'll be here in full force first thing tomorrow. As we talked about, it's going to last through the weekend. But in the longer term outlook, we do see improvement. This looks like the last batch for a while of bitter cold. Starting right away on Monday and Tuesday of next week, temperatures are going to start to go up. On Monday, expect a high around 20, and the wind chill, as I said before, is going to go above zero by about noon, and it'll stay above zero then. So Monday around 20. On Tuesday, mid-30s. How's that for a jump? Big jump from Monday to Tuesday. And by Wednesday, expect a high around 40. Nearly that warm on Thursday as well. In fact, the next chance of precipitation I have for you, other than a few flurries this evening, there'll be a few flurries this evening, but for next week, the next chance of precipitation I have for you is Wednesday night and Thursday, and that's a chance of rain, not snow.
Oh, wow.
So, Craig, during the summer, we smelled the smoke from the Canadian wildfires, and now in the winter, we getting the same Arctic blast as they do. So I'm starting to change my opinions about our neighbors.
It's
too many Canadian effects that's going on here in southeast Wisconsin.
It's always something from that gang up there, isn't it?
Craig, what are you doing this weekend? What does a meteorologist do when it's this cold?
I'm going to be indoors. You can be sure of that. I'm troubled a little bit by tomorrow because there's not college football on all day to watch. But Sunday, you can bet I'm going to be planted in front of the NFL all day long.
Gosh, you know, I really wanted to go grocery shopping tonight, but I just realized that my husband's work Christmas party's tonight. I'm going to have to go shopping tomorrow.
Hey, take a page out of Christy Gnome's page and just say, hey, I got to get out of here.
Oh, yeah, I have an appointment. I got to go.
Or how about this?
WTMJ meteorologist. Well, go ahead.
What if you're looking to get out of the Christmas party tonight? Are you looking forward to it? If you're looking to get out of it, maybe there's your excuse.
There it is.
I have so many spies listening right now, Craig. I wish I could tell you the truth.
Oh, no. No one knows. No one's paying attention. This is just our conversation.
WTMJ's meteorologist, Craig Copeland, thank you so much.
You bet. My pleasure.